10, Chapter 6. How Nebuchadnezzar, when he had conquered the king of Egypt, made an expedition against the Jews, and slew Jehoiakim, and made Jehoiachin his son king. Now in the fourth year of the reign of Jehoiakim, one whose name was Nebuchadnezzar took the government over the Babylonians, who at the same time went up with a great army to the city Carchemish, which was at Euphrates, upon a resolution he had taken to fight with Necho, king of Egypt, under whom all Syria then was. And when Necho understood the intention of the king of Babylon, and that this expedition was made against him, he did not despise his attempt, but made haste, with a great band of men, to Euphrates to defend himself from Nebuchadnezzar. And when they had joined battle, he was beaten and lost many 10,000s of his soldiers in the battle. So the king of Babylon passed over Euphrates and took all Syria as far as Pelusium, excepting Judea. But when Nebuchadnezzar had already reigned 4 years, which was the eighth of Jehoiakim's government over the Hebrews, the king of Babylon made an expedition with mighty forces against the Jews, and required tribute of Jehoiakim, and threatened upon his refusal to make war against him. He was affrighted at his threatening, and bought his peace with money, and brought the tribute he was ordered to bring for 3 years. But on the third year, upon hearing that the king of the Babylonians made an expedition against the Egyptians, he did not pay his tribute. Yet was he disappointed of his hope, for the Egyptians durst not fight at this time, and indeed the prophet Jeremiah foretold every day how vainly they relied on their hopes from Egypt, and how the city would be overthrown by the king of Babylon, and Jehoiakim the king would be subdued by him. But what he thus spake proved to be of no advantage to them, because there were none that should escape, for both the multitude and the rulers, when they heard him, had no concern about what they heard, but being displeased at what was said, as if the prophet were a diviner against the king, they accused Jeremiah, and bringing him before the court, they required that a sentence and a punishment might be given against him. Now all the rest gave their votes for his condemnation, but the elders refused, who prudently sent away the prophet from the court of the prison, and persuaded the rest to do Jeremiah no harm, for they said that he was not the only person who foretold what would come to the city, but that Micah signified the same before him, as well as many others, none of which suffered anything of the kings that then reigned, but were honored as the prophets of God. So they mollified the multitude with these words, and delivered Jeremiah from the punishment to which he was condemned. Now when this prophet had written all his prophecies, and the people were fasting and assembled at the temple, on the ninth month of the fifth year of Jehoiakim, he read the book he had composed of his predictions of what was to befall the city and the temple and the multitude. And when the rulers heard of it, they took the book from him, and bid him and Baruch the scribe to go their ways, lest they should be discovered by one or other. But they carried the book and gave it to the king, so he gave order in the presence of his friends that his scribe should take it and read it. When the king heard what it contained, he was angry and tore it and cast it into the fire, where it was consumed. He also commanded that they should seek for Jeremiah and Baruch the scribe, and bring them to him, that they might be punished. However, they escaped his anger. Now, a little time afterwards, the king of Babylon made an expedition against Jehoiakim, whom he received into the city, and this out of fear of the foregoing predictions of this prophet, as supposing he should suffer nothing that was terrible, because he neither shut the gates nor fought against him. Yet when he was come into the city, he did not observe the covenants he had made, but he slew such as were in the flower of their age, and such as were of the greatest dignity, together with their king Jehoiakim, whom he commanded to be thrown before the walls without any burial, and made his son Jehoiakim king of the country and of the city. He also took the principal persons in dignity for captives, 3,000 in number, and led them away to Babylon, among which was the prophet Ezekiel, who was then but young. And this was the end of King Jehoiakim, when he had lived 36 years, and of them reigned 11. But Jehoiakim succeeded him in the kingdom, whose mother's name was Nehushta. She was a citizen of Jerusalem. He reigned 3 months and 10 days.